You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Don't think he needs you. He'll let you have a little offspring, and you'll be jealous of the little offspring because you thought you was all of that and you went lined up with him. My God, I hear him. I heard the Lord say for evangelists spoke to do two songs this morning. That was a time if I told her to do a half of them, she said, I ain't doing it. But it ain't about her nor me. Amen, amen. She and I both see that this Jesus got a way to activate him. This eternal life is for anybody who want it. Amen. If you think it's about around this little circle we walking in now, you got it mixed up. We must prepare ourselves and line up with him. Because God don't give you some easy assignment sometimes. He'll give you a book about one and you know it's going to drop you in the pits of hell. Amen. But God will meet you down there. Can I get three people? Amen. And he'll be your keeper down there. Amen. We got some people we wouldn't put up with for an hour. But look at God putting up with us with our nasty self. Amen. Can I get somebody to praise him? Amen. I said I've been up ever since 2-something. I've been praying for them demons in those people because they are human beings. But when you play around and get yourself messed up, if some don't go that far out there, but you keep playing with them, they'll take you out there. Amen. When you're a fool activated, it'll act up anywhere. I'm here. My God. Eternal life. It ain't just because you think you want it. You don't understand that there's a price. Amen. We want everything easy. Amen. We want everything our way. Somebody tell me. Because that's our human characteristic. We don't want nobody to say nothing about me. Because it'll offend me and mine. Yeah. Don't want nobody to correct me because I am exempt. Amen. What make us all of that? When Jesus came down here to the sinful world, on assignment from his father. I want you to go down there. And I want you to represent me. I'm gonna allow you to come in a human form. I send you down there as a natural man. My God, but the real man I have on the inside of you. If I put my Holy Spirit down in you and I, and you really grab it and remain and believe that he has put it in you. Not because you've been so good and you don't activate self-righteous. But when you know that the hand of him want to stir me up. Want me to come to be a frontline candidate from him. And I ain't talking about no pulpit. I ain't talking about you going and get you a bill and it's yours. And you got the people and say they're yours. But allow him to be, use you for a representative for his kingdom. He give you some assignment and you don't want them. But you go to your father and say, here I am. Okay, Jesus, I don't want this. But in order for me to line up with you, I need you to instruct me. I need to call you for your help. I need you to empower me. I'm in the book with your power from on high that I won't quit when all these demons and devils come and test me. I'll still stand on your word. And when I look around and don't see nothing, I don't need to see nothing but you. And that I got a praise that coming out from on the inside. And that you taken all from me. That what you can entrust me to do. That what you entrust me to go do. My God, I bless you. Hallelujah. You're going to go some struggles. Some people going to come because they are assigned to you to see what you're going to do. But when you make up your mind, I'm going to do these Jesus. I'm going to do him. I'm going to represent him because I ain't worried about what you got that you think is so unique. I want this Jesus, and he'll come to be everything I need. I bless his name. You know we intimidated by these deep, heavy folks. Why you think they can have tickets for a banquet for $100 and you don't get nothing but a half-cooked piece of chicken? $100, you can go in the store and buy you some beans and some rice and some pork chops. And then if you want to throw the chicken in there and get you a few bottles of that store brand fruit juice. I ain't hitting nobody. You ask me, talking about I get $100 dinner up in here. I have to have me a little helicopter on the top of the house. Go up to the ceiling because a whole lot of folks ready to beat me down. I ain't hearing them. Go on and say what? You went down so you don't know. $100. You looking for a little taste of caviar like a spoonful? You ain't got nothing but old half-cooked chicken. Some home instant-made mashed potatoes. And them trained string beans out the can that you just heat them up a little bit. Got your roll down there from Public. I ain't hear nobody. But we would do it for something we can see. Somebody already done called me on the price of the food up in here. I said, what you talking about? Yeah. Who would that say? Yeah. And they keep saying it's for a worthy cause. Please don't y'all go up to $100 because they ain't whipping me up. Somebody going to tell a lie that I'm trying to pay for that Mercedes. Don't you think I get a Mercedes and expect people to pay for it? I've been in some situation. You'll be walking or catching the cab. Most of the time walking because you ain't got enough of cab money. I ain't hear nobody. I know some people were there. I could have been there too, but I just can't find myself eating $100 plate of food. And I don't take the whole table and the napkins and the silverware and they glasses. I might pull off one of them curtains off the wall. I'm going to keep it real. We got too many fakers. You stand up there, take my picture. No, I'm mad. This all I got for my $100. I'm finna show out. I know y'all had two or three chickens for me to take home. Let me get on to the word. Well, I ain't fantastic, huh? He wants us to get to know him as our Lord and Savior. How we going to get to know him? We got a whole lot of people know they read well. Some ain't finished school. Some ain't went to school. They got that body on the ear. And they memorize what the scriptures say. Tell me what that word is. Let me get the hook back up where I know it. No. I want to get to know him and the power that he possesses. You can be down on Low Street. And when you call on Jesus, he'll pick you up. Amen. When you're old, everybody and can't pay none of them, I ain't hear nobody. Amen. Don't get cute on me today. Amen. And you wish you could. Amen. Even when you go in the grocery store and you're hungry and ain't got no money, he'll keep you from opening up them people's food and eat it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't say you ain't guilty. Because you want to taste the grapes and see if they're sweet. You take them home after you done paid for them. Somebody called me up and told me one of my members been stealing. I said, that ain't mine. When you get in this pastor role, you better get Jesus. What am I going to do about that stealing? People tell you anytime thing to mess your spirit up. Did you see Bobo? They were rolling your eyes at you. I said, no, I ain't see him. I'm just seeing Jesus. I know folks get mad at me. I want you to. My children get mad at me, but that's all they better do, get mad. Because you come over to my house, I'm going to pull your arm off. And your mama too, if she don't like it. That's what I got to do. When they was young, I said, y'all keep them at home. Because I whip Hines over here. Keep your little baby children home. And we won't have no problem. Because they break my vase, I ain't moving. I'm going to bake they behind. And that's where I still mean it. Go over there to your mama and them house and break up their stuff. But you ain't breaking mine up. I don't care what somebody gave it to, it's mine. My God, I'm trying not to talk about character today. Jesus asked the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, on whom you have sent. We must understand that he has sent us everything that we need. He didn't just put it on paper. He sent his representative, his only son down here to be crucified, to be drugged, to suffer for our sake, to show us that I come from my Father, which I'm going back up there because I'm going to follow every instruction he gave me. He told me that some ain't going to receive me, but I come down here for the ones who will receive me. Just like now, we sit up in the house of God and said we ain't scared of nothing. When a real demon come up in here, everybody's scared. The pastor better check his chest this morning because somebody peed on themselves in there. But people pee in your chair when ain't no demon out. Gotta get a witness. I have glorified you down here on earth by completing the work that you have given me to do. Okay, we're gonna finish doing research here now. For all these people done got hidden up on the towels and gifts and all that stuff. We finna do a survey here. This survey is right in operation now. Don't go to sleep. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Have you done or have you tried to do what the Lord told you to do? I was in Washington, D.C. And this woman lost her mind totally. Somebody help me. And on a Sunday like today, when I left service, I went to the hospital. And this woman was jackrabbit crazy. And she wasn't no old woman. Clicked totally out. When I got there, I said to her, because the spirit had consumed her, I said, if you don't want me here, I will get up out of here. The spirit said, I don't want my husband here. I don't want my mama nor my daddy. But I want you to pray for me. When I left, this woman was still as crazy as a bedpost. I began to weep when I got out of the building. I said, what the enemy is doing for us, we think young people that you won't listen. But I'm going to back it up. She said to me, Pastor, I heard the Lord as he told you that I need to be up under your ministry. She said, but there are some people I don't like, and I ain't coming. He won't make you do nothing that you don't want to do. But the price, sometimes he don't give you your mind back when you don't play with the mind giver. Somebody help me. And we do it ignorantly because we think we all are there. Whatever God tell you to go, whatever he tell you to do, you better line up and start doing it. I know I ain't going to get no amen. Oh, there's a lot of guilt up in here. God don't just tell one, he'll tell another. And it left up to you to want to do it. See, it's a falling away. It's a backing up from the things of God. Because this is about getting what I want. Lord, I want you to give me a man. Won't you tie this man Jesus? Amen. And then he can fix you for a man, a natural man. But I ain't ready for that. I just want what I want. He has told many of us, because we don't fear God like that. He said, go do this and do that, and we don't do it. Amen. Don't come to me with your title, because I know God is greater than a title. Amen. Sometimes he want to bring some healing and deliver in your behind. And it's hard to do when you all of that and you think you exempt. Amen. But God is greater than we exempt people. Amen. We people don't want to do what God say do. But he'll let you run for a little while. And then your last run might be get up out of here. But however he lets you run, you better know he ain't nobody to play with. His only son said, I don't want to go down there. But I must go because my father said I got to go. I got to come like a natural man. Hurt like a natural man. Suffer and go through. People reject this Jesus that he put in me. But you put it in and I'm going to hold fast. It's yours, it ain't mine. Oh, I'm preaching to Pastor Grant today. Get your sleep on. He'll wake you up when it's your time. My God, your time might come faster than you think. Because you've been playing around. It look like you have in your way. He allows to roll over there for a little while. And then after a while, he'll shut you down. And you no more good to yourself or nobody else. My God, I give him praise up in here. Because he is a God that by we obeying him, by we reverence and connecting ourselves to him, and we cry and we suffer for people who we love and they give us the beat down. Brother Calvin, can I get a little soft music? My stoke is on fire, but it's okay. And we shift our commitment. We move ourselves from the things of God. When I saw this woman, let me say. See, because you won't obey God, don't get it, skip up and hear nobody today. Amen. If you hooked on things, this person driving a new Cadillac and a BMW. Got a house, got a status of job. But don't you play with him. Because he'll come and get you when you think you don't arrive and made it. A simple word. Because he wanted to bring some healing and some deliverance, and we don't know. We can't do it ourselves. Get on street drugs or pharmacy drugs. Neither one of them is good enough for the healing and deliverance that we need for our soul to be saved. I ain't hear nobody. And I said to the Lord, I heard you, and you told her, what I'm going to do is leave it alone. Every time this person mind go to get skippy, they find me. God ain't no prostitute. And he ain't no microwave. Because you think, sometimes they come, oh, Pastor, I just think about how kind you are. Don't play with me, you need some. Because if you believe he has put some in me to help you, you wouldn't doubt that he can. Somebody talk to me today. But oh, King Jesus, will be your Lord and Savior. But we said we want it, but we don't want to go through the transition and the suffering and the pain. Because it's about us. We'll get pissed off by people don't treat ourselves like we want them to treat us. And we say, to the curve I go. But I ain't never seen nobody get hint of what God has released. I give him praise in here. I got to go back of going through. We got God mixed up. The best I can do is 6 months and I'm gone. But wherever you go, you ain't leaving yourself. Amen. You can run over there where it looked like it's honey and gold and all them other treatment, but yourself messing it up. Amen. I give him praise over him. See, I want him, as Jesus said, I want you to glorify me from yourself. That I have taken the responsibility with all the planned tragedy, all the usury transition, all the hurt and all the pain, to define that you are greater, that you are my healer. You are my deliverance. And I must learn it for myself. I must let these people go that hinder me from going forward. I got to rely on you and you alone. You can take the ism and the schism out the way. There are people who want a gift where they can get what they want. But the gift giver give you more than you want. And they love to be seen and identified. Help profit goodwill make you feel good. Goodwill, most of their clothes been used. How can you make me feel good and when you ain't good? I want all of me to be used up. And I began to rely on Jesus. Who is the greater I am? Who is the protector and who is the keeper? And I don't even worry about this old flesh because some of it might fall off. But the keeper of my soul, that my soul won't be lost, that I will reach up in the heavenly place and say, oh, Jesus, you still is my great counselor. You still is my shield of protection. You still is my healer. So what if a few tears might come? But I'll raise my hand and say, oh, Jesus, oh, my Savior, my keeper, my provider. I just want to praise you right now. I don't feel like it, but it ain't feeling. It don't look like it. Don't look like you're going to bring me out. But oh, Jesus, I stepped in for your protection. I stepped in for your keeping power. I kept in so you can show me you're greater than my adversary. Sometime it can be you yourself. Because you done spoke to self, I ain't going to do it. I ain't talking about that stuff you got in that you thought it was going to be good. And you want God to get you out because you're begging to let you in. I ain't talking about that. When he assigned you, it can be a rough thing if he signed you to one of these blue chairs. Somebody talk to me. What you gonna do? When he lets you have these natural things, the man or the woman you want, they may not want you, but you want them. The car, the house, and the job. That's not enough. But I want this Jesus to come and bring completion in me that you are the rose of Sharon. You're the bright and morning star. You are my healer from way down on the inside. Oh, healer. I keep calling to you. Oh, healer. Come on, it's here about me. It's about me and you, nobody else. My. See, people can hurt us and we won't even identify they done hurt us. Some people you done so much for. Let me talk to some mamas up in here today. You done so much for your children. And you ask them to do a little simple thing and they ain't got time. Can I talk about three of us who won't be in a liar? And it hurts you so bad. But you say, hell my Jesus. Still trusting you for my healing. Still got to go forward with you because I need you. Oh, Jesus. I don't have nobody but you. So I keep coming to you, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can you call him till you just go to sleep? Oh, Jesus, I need you for all the cares around me. For all that I'm going through, for all the suffering and pain that keep on coming over and over again. Oh, Jesus. I said this openly today. For the hell I have caught, if it wasn't us, Jesus, I wouldn't have us, might not have been here today. Take it any way you want it, you deep, go down up in there. But while you're going, go to Jesus for yourself. Many days I said I couldn't make it no further. The dictator, the controller, the demon coming at you. If you don't know nothing about it, keep on playing. You are getting introduced to them. Some come with shining representative. And when you get up in there, you ain't finding nothing but a demon and a devil. But I say, my God, I tell anybody, if you want a husband or wife, don't go to no church house because you might went to the devil house. Go to Jesus and let him fix you. And if he give you a midget with cross eyes, you take him. He'll fix his eye when you look at him long enough because you're looking at Jesus, not him. I bless him today. I give him praise. Because he is the light of the world. Can I get somebody? Oh, my God. We won't tell him such, me Lord. Because we done got all straight in ourselves. I said, when nobody have to put me up out of this pool, I get out myself. But God, I believe he ain't got no little power. He got all power. And he looking for a representative that you come from the beggar line. And walk in the blessing, don't care who got the hate on. He can do it, but you're going to want him to do it. When he says straighten it up, do what I say, do he mean that? I know a person, they so deep and so full of demons, they don't see nobody but everybody and don't see themselves. Demons is real. You can play with it, they'll come and attack you. But God is greater. He's greater. Because he owns the whole world. He just wants us to glorify him. I'm not sure of praise. But now to now. It's hard to get somebody to praise him. But it should not be hard for you to praise him. Got excuse and reason. My toe hurt. Or my butt hurt. Or anything hurt. If you sit on something too long, it'll begin to hurt. Can I get a witness up in here? He said, restore all that you had given me. With life transition, looked like it took it away from me. You know, you can be on fire for the Lord and you get around with some crooks and criminals. And you lose what? The fire you had. They invite you back to the club and you say no. But they invite you to a club environment and you say yes. Is that right? But I want to make sure that he will be my provider. That I won't have no reason to keep on standing on the word of God. When people done put failure on your name and failure done come into your spirit because you're looking at what you see. It ain't what you see, but what do you believe? That the word of God say, he who walk upright before me. I ain't talking about playing self-righteous and religious righteous. And I've been in church 50 years and it ain't never got by you because you mean as a rattlesnake. But I want to walk upright before him. And no good things will he withhold from me. And he don't need to have a meeting from the committee. He'll just blow your mind on his purpose. Remember I told the church, I said the Lord say, that I would be the one to bring this family to him. I didn't know I was on program yesterday because I ain't trying to get down with people or family. Because if some demons will come and get you with either one you identify. But I was on program. And if I knew I was on program, I wouldn't have went. Because I am sick and tired. And you think you all of that and you ain't none of that. This ain't no man thing. Because the man, the pastor of the house, he was scared as hell too. You think it's a man thing to come and get you and you'll be a wimp? Yeah, you got your three legs working, but you still be a wimp. I kept saying to the pastor, you can do it. I said, you give me permission? He said, yeah, I went and took it over. You come on with me, I ain't scared of you. I've been encountering with devils 20 some years. If I ain't learned that God is greater, I need to go on back down now to the club where I had my greatest encounters. Don't play with me today.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.